Railguns to the heavens. Yet another ingenious method for flinging objects into space at fantastic velocities is the railgun, which Arthur C. Clarke and others have featured in their science fiction tales, and which is also being seriously examined as part of the Star Wars missile shield. Instead of using rocket fuel or gunpowder to boost a projectile to high velocity, a railgun uses the power of electromagnetism. In its simplest form, a railgun consists of two parallel wires or rails with a projectile that straddles both wires, forming a U-shaped configuration. Even Michael Faraday knew that a current of electricity will experience a force when placed in a magnetic field. This, in fact, is the basis of all electrical motors. By sending millions of amperes of electrical power down these wires and through the projectile, a huge magnetic field is created around the rails. This magnetic field then propels the projectile down the rails at enormous velocities. Railguns have successfully fired metal objects at enormous velocities over extremely short distances. Remarkably, in theory, a simple railgun should be able to fire a metal projectile at 18,000 miles per hour, so that it would go into orbit around the Earth. In principle, NASA's entire rocket fleet could be replaced by railguns that could blast payloads into orbit from the Earth. The railgun enjoys a significant advantage over chemical rockets and guns. In a rifle, the ultimate velocity at which expanding gases can push a bullet is limited by the speed of shockwaves. Although Jules Verne used gunpowder to blast astronauts to the moon in his classic tale, From the Earth to the Moon, one can compute that the ultimate velocity that one can attain with gunpowder is only a fraction of the velocity necessary to send someone to the moon. Railguns, however, are not limited by the speed of shockwaves. But there are problems with the railgun. It accelerates objects so fast that they usually flatten upon impact with the air. Payloads have been severely deformed in the process of being fired out of the barrel of a railgun because when the projectile hits the air, it's like hitting a wall of bricks. In addition, the huge acceleration of the payload along the rails is enough to deform them. The tracks have to be replaced regularly because of the damage caused by the projectile. Furthermore, the G-forces on an astronaut would be enough to kill him, easily crushing all the bones in his body. One proposal is to install a railgun on the moon. Outside the Earth's atmosphere, a railgun's projectile could speed effortlessly through the vacuum of outer space. But even then, the enormous acceleration generated by a railgun might damage the payload. Railguns, in some sense, are the opposite of laser sails, which build up their ultimate speed gently over a long period of time. Railguns are limited because they pack so much energy into such a small space. Railguns that can fire objects to nearby stars would be quite expensive. In one proposal, the railgun would be built in outer space, extending 2/3 of the distance from Earth to the Sun. It would store solar energy from the Sun and then abruptly discharge that energy into the railgun, sending a 10-ton payload at 1/3 the speed of light, with an acceleration of 5,000 Gs. Not surprisingly, only the sturdiest robotic payloads would be able to survive such huge accelerations.